tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. While Wheelabrator President and CEO Robert Boucher wrote to Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis May 22nd, saying the firm is, quote, withdrawing its proposal to site a regional ash monofill and recycling center at the former Peckham Materials Quarry, unquote, near the Hudson River, two local stories about the letter say this might not be the end of the project. Brian Nearing in the Albany Times-Union wrote that, quote, the Department of Environmental Conservation officials said the application by Wheelabrator has not yet been withdrawn, unquote. And Sarah Trafton at Columbia Green Media looks closely at another quote from Boucher's letter, quote, while we stand by the conclusions of our technical evaluation to date that the site was capable of meeting and exceeding state environmental requirements, we no longer wish to engage in this project at this time, unquote. He wrote in the letter, quote, the at this time phrase is a worry, unquote, Judith Enck, a former EPA regional administrator, said, quote, the key thing to look for is, does Wheelabrator withdraw their Catskill permit to DEC Region 4, unquote. Catskill Village President Vincent Seeley said January 23rd, quote, there is potential windfall from a financial perspective for the village, unquote, from the project. But now he says, quote, I am relieved that this is over, but now I see this as an opportunity to take all that energy and focus it on what we feel are appropriate uses that benefit our community, protect the environment, and provide a sustainable economic platform, unquote. Brian Nearing in the Albany Times-Union reports that combined sewer overflows were reported into the Hudson River May 23rd, and recent heavy rains might not make Memorial Day weekend the best time to swim in the river. To the north, there were combined sewer overflows in Albany, Troy, Green Island, and Rensselaer on May 23rd. The same day, there was also an overflow in Roundout Creek near Kingston, and earlier in the week, there were overflows reported in Newburgh and several Capital Region cities. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. The Daily Freeman reports about what is open and not for Memorial Day. That's Monday, May 27th. Amtrak is on a holiday schedule. The banks are closed. County offices and federal offices are closed. The financial markets are also closed. Greene County Transit has no service on Monday. There's no mail delivery either. Metro North is on a Sunday schedule. Schools are closed. State offices are closed. And Trailways is on a holiday schedule Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you heard here.